to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
let's get ready to rumble!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
The start of the weekend. Oh, wait, that's just for me.
Oh, yeah.
That was mean. That was actually mean.
It hurt.
I feel bad about it.
It hurt us.
I don't feel that bad about it. I feel sort of bad about it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Got a couple of people I'm going to try to help out today. One is a charity and one is a young guy in his 30s who's got a great work ethic and he's started a business. And I'm going to see if I can help him kickstart that. We'll get to that later. We welcome you. At about 3:30, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll have a guest we had in years and years ago. And it was a compelling story that led to a terrific organization. And we'll have him in here again in a minute. Do we have any Burke segment stuff today?
I do.
All right. Boy, I'll tell you what. You talk about the contributor lately. How about that Eon the Peon?
Crazy, isn't
it? Stop, everybody. It's not necessary.
And by the way, if I sound like I'm in pain, I have lateral epicondylitis.
What's that?
I like to learn big medical names.
Does it have to do with your groinal area?
No, it's tennis elbow, but it's called lateral epicondylitis.
Didn't you have, you had a shot years
cortisone
ago?
Shot.
Yes. Cortisone shot.
Yes,
years
I had
ago.
Another one today.
Have you really? Been playing tennis?
I played today, and I haven't played in a month, and I destroyed my elbow. It's like I put it in a meat grinder. I can't even pick up like a pen. It hurts so bad.
Man.
So I went and got a cortisone shot for my lateral epicondylitis. I love saying, you know, my eye illness, my chronic eye problems are my meibomian gland dysfunction and chronic blepharitis. If you say enough of that stuff, you sound like a doctor.
All your illnesses are making you smarter.
Blepharitis.
No, they are.
Or sound smarter.
They are. They do make you. I heard you had a doctor's visit. Yes. Yes, I did. We're dealing with my meibomian gland dysfunction, my chronic blepharitis. And then on top of that, I got lateral epicondylitis. Go figure. Yeah. And then people just walk away in a daze. They don't know. They only know layman's lingo.
Yeah.
I use the real deal talk. So what do you have, Peon? Here's Peon, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. No, really.
And
it's not.
I didn't mean to. Every time I do that, it sounds like I'm saying pee on everybody.
No,
I didn't mean to say
right.
that. I mean, here is Peon. Pause, everybody.
Not R. Kelly. The first thing I have, I've mentioned this baseball player before.
Can I, headphones down just a shade, just a shade. There you go. Okay, go ahead.
His name is Munenori Kawasaki.
That's like a medical thing.
Yes. He is, we played a couple of his clips before. He's a player of Japanese descent that plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. And, I guess he's been in America for about, I think he says about 3 years. He's really trying to learn English and for the last 3 years. And, it's broken still, you know, broken English, but he's getting better. And his interviews are very funny. He's a very funny person. And so this latest interview was another case of Munenori being interviewers asking him about an injury he had. And here's his response.
How does your leg feel today?
Oh, feeling good.
So what happened to you?
Huh?
What happened?
Just crap.
Just a cramp?
No, just crap.
You told me what can you eat to help you make you feel better?
Bananas.
Yeah. Why bananas?
Monkeys never craps. You know, monkey never crap.
What?
Because a monkey crap. Every day bananas. Two.
So how many did you have today?
Three. How about three?
Oh yeah. So you no more cramp for you.
I need three banana because a monkey never craps.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Arigato.
It sounds like he's saying monkey never crept.
Yeah. It does, yes. His English is
broken. What's
still.
Monkey?
They were talking cramps.
Monkeys eat bananas.
Are supposed to be good for cramps.
Oh, so how does he know monkeys never have cramps? He doesn't know that.
I know. That's why he's funny. It's not necessarily
What's
true.
What's his name?
Munenori Kawasaki.
Now, why did you say he's of Japanese descent? Why didn't you just say he's Japanese? Is this another politically correct thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't know why I said it that way. He's Japanese.
He's Japanese.
Yeah. He's a Japanese baseball player that played for a long time over in Japan. In the last 3 years, he's played in the major leagues.
Now, why and when did it become such a bad thing to say he's a Chinaman? Isn't that politically incorrect?
I believe Chinaman is not
necessarily.
What's wrong with
it? If it's a male and he's from China, isn't he a Chinaman?
Yeah.
Well, why is that so bad? The world confuses me.
You have to say Asian. Doesn't that...
Now, I know you can't say Jap. Hey, this guy's a Jap.
Yes, that one is for sure bad.
But you could say he's Japanese instead of he's of Japanese descent.
Right, yeah. No, I don't know why I said that.
You're trying to be formal.
Well, I guess maybe...
You're trying to sound educated a little bit and formal and polite.
But he cracks me up. I mean, his interviews...
I'd like to hear it again. I would.
Well, today.
Oh, feeling good.
So what happened to you? What happened?
Just crap.
Just crap.
So you told me what can you eat to help you make you feel better?
Bananas.
Yeah. Why bananas?
Monkeys never crap. You know, monkey never crap. Because a monkey every day bananas. Two.
So how many did you have today?
Three. Our three.
Oh yeah. So no more cramp for you.
I need three banana because monkey never craps.
He says crap.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. His English
monkeys
is not that great. He didn't mean to say crap.
Let me ask you a question. Monkeys are primarily where? Are they in Africa?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I think there are different monkeys all over the world.
But I don't think all monkeys have access to bananas. I don't think bananas are grown necessarily where all monkeys are.
I don't know.
This thing about monkeys eating bananas is kind of almost a myth. They like them, but
right.
I don't think in the wild they have ready access to bananas.
Do they grow bananas
in Africa? I don't think I've seen a bunch of bananas in the store that said fresh from Africa bananas.
And when did that start? Where the monkeys, they stereotype the monkeys eating bananas?
There has to be something behind it.
I think it's wrong. Like the fried chicken thing with black people. I think we need to stop this banana monkey thing.
It's
stereotyping of monkeys.
It is.
It sure is, Dan. Let's put an end to it.
I'm calling Congress.
Call PETA. I'm telling you, the guy leaves the M out. Monkey never crap.
Yeah, no, he's learning his English.
Maybe what he means is bananas constipate the monkeys. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. Maybe he doesn't like to poop when he's playing.
They do cause constipation. If you eat too many bananas, they will cause constipation.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
I didn't know that.
Is that a fact?
Yes, that's a fact.
Okay.
They have a lot of potassium, which will help.
Rat boy's trying to jump in. What else causes
cheese?
Cheese.
Well,
rat boy
that.
Says cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Causes that.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that, rat boy.
So he's very funny.
Now, is the fact that we laughed at him, does that make us bad?
No, I don't think so, because he's funny regardless of his broken
wait a
English.
There'd be people who go, what are you laughing at him for, the way he talked? You think that's funny, making fun of him? No, it's funny because he says like he's saying monkey never crap.
Yes.
Funny.
Is it the Dodgers that have a pitcher that
never craps?
Yeah, he never craps. But he's I don't know if he's Japanese or Chinese or what he is, but he's Asian.
He's Asian.
He's an Asian descent.
He's not Oriental, I'll tell you that.
No,
that's
he's
wrong.
Not. But they have to have an interpreter come out to the mound with the pitching coach or the...
Oh, right. There's some, yeah. No, Munenori has made a point to try to learn as much English as he can, but there are some that just rely strictly on an interpreter.
Is he from the motorcycle family, Kawasaki?
He might be.
I think that's like Smith.
I think that's over there. It's a common name.
Like Rodriguez or something in Mexico. I think that's a very common name.
You know what cracks me up when the players, when the catcher will go out and visit the... pitcher, and they cover their mouth with their gloves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People aren't going to read their lips or something like that.
Yeah.
And usually, if Molina goes out and he talks to like Jaime Garcia, they'll I'm sure they're speaking Spanish to each other.
They wouldn't know anyway.
Yeah.
And how, you know, what are the chances, even if it was English, of somebody being able to zero in and really read lips that well who plays baseball? Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
There's a lot of deception that goes on. People steal signs, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
What else?
The second thing I have, I saw this video yesterday. This might be helpful for people that still like to listen to vinyl albums.
Mm.
This guy uploaded a video. He has an album, an old Miles Davis album, and he plays it before, and you can hear there's kind of pops and stuff. It's dirty. So what he does, he takes wood glue and puts wood glue on the entire album, and then gets like a postcard while the album's spinning to make like a layer of the wood glue, you know, spreads it out so it covers the entire surface of the album. Yeah. Then he leaves it for like a day and a half to sit to dry. And then when the glue dries, you can peel it off in just like one piece. And because they say it's because the wood glue is like a close of the same material that the album is made out of, everything that's not the album will stick to that wood glue. Pulls up all the
debris,
and it's like a brand new album.
Except it won't take a scratch out.
No. But just
particles of,
you know, dust and anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was very cool. He played it before and after.
If you dust an album, you could rake a little tiny grain of dirt across and literally scratch it while you're dusting it.
Yeah.
This way, you're lifting.
You're pulling everything off. Yeah, it was very cool. He played it before and after, and you can hear all the pops working on and everything. It was pretty cool to see.
You can do that with Silly Putty, but you need a huge piece of Silly Putty.
Yes, I would think so.
Like 12 Silly Putties all mashed together.
And then the last thing I have, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday off the air. I was messing around with Google Maps yesterday, and a new function that they have that I haven't noticed before, like, you can put in any city, like St. Louis to wherever, and it gives you directions. It'll give you driving directions, walking directions, you know, public transportation.
I love that
directions.
When they ask you if you want walking directions from St. Louis to Chicago.
Yeah. It'll tell you, too. It'll tell you street by street. Whatever.
Yeah, let's do that.
But a new one they have is airplane mode, where you can put in somewhere and it'll tell you how long the flight is from, you know, St. Louis to wherever. And then not only that, it'll link you to a thing called Google Flights, which is like a airline ticket service. So you click on that. And so let's say, like yesterday, I put in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, no. Well, folks, wait till you hear. Because he told me this after the show yesterday.
See, you can expand the map, and it'll give you all these different cities and what the lowest price is for these cities.
Now, can I interrupt you and just say?
Yes.
Let's just, before he does this, we all know where we are. We're in St. Louis. We're in the St. Louis area. We know that lots of people go to Branson, the Springfield-Branson area.
Yes.
So you'd think, well, let's just catch a flight.
There's an airport in Springfield, and there's an airport in Branson.
And you can take it from here. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. So so let's say Springfield, for example. So you click on Springfield, and it'll start giving you flight prices. The cheapest flight from here to Springfield is $795.
That's the cheapest.
It's a four-hour drive.
It is. It's on now. These are the major carriers.
Right.
So it's a United flight, and you would fly from, let's say, the next one leaves Saturday at 6:58 p.m. You'd fly from here, St. Louis, to Chicago, and then you have a 12-hour layover.
12-hour layover.
And then in the morning, you'd fly from Chicago to Springfield. That's the cheapest flight.
Now obviously, the plane from Chicago to Springfield is a commercial jet. It's a regular.
Yeah, no, it's a regular.
So it's not
United
that Springfield
flight.
Can't handle a full-size plane. They can't. Why is there no flight from St. Louis directly to Springfield with as many people as go to Bass Pro, Branson, Table Rock, whatever, but there is from Chicago, which is further away? Why? What is that?
I don't know.
That is,
and that's not. I mean, that's the cheapest, and they give you every. They give you cheapest to most expensive. The most expensive flight from St. Louis to Springfield is. Let's see, what's the price here?
Now this is one way.
This is a round trip.
Okay.
Round trip is $1,500.
That's a good deal.
I'm jumping on that.
St. Louis to Springfield. First, you would fly. This is, again, on Saturday, August 2nd. You would fly from St. Louis to Minneapolis first. And then you would have an hour and a half layover in Minneapolis, and then you would fly from Minneapolis to Dallas. And then you'd have an hour layover in Dallas, and then you would fly from Dallas to Springfield.
And how long does it take to get there then?
By car?
No, not by car. But on
you'd
flight.
Leave at 11:09 a.m. and you'd end up in Springfield at 6:45 p.m.
You could walk it.
Yeah.
Why does that flight even exist?
Exactly.
Nobody takes that flight. Why is it even an existing option?
Yeah, and then I checked too.
A Laclede cab would get you there quicker and probably be cheaper.
And cheaper. Oh yeah.
Yes, I mean, there were flights. So the cheapest one to Springfield, again, was $795. You could fly to Anchorage, Alaska for $500.
That doesn't make any sense.
So it's a funny thing to mess around with these Google flights.
What about you?
You can catch flights to
Branson
Vegas from
was
here.
The same. Yeah, Branson was the same thing. The cheapest.
You can find deals to Vegas from here a lot of time for like $289 or something.
Yeah, the cheapest flight from here to Branson is $526.
Wow,
that's on Frontier Airlines, and you fly to Denver. Then you have a 7-hour layover in Denver, and then you fly to Denver to Branson.
No, see, that shouldn't even it shouldn't exist. It shouldn't even be an option.
And it's not even a full tank of gas to go to Springfield.
No. I mean, it's
car rental would be cheaper and quicker. So I don't even know why they have that. I'm going to do a quick bit of business, and do we have our guests on the phone? No. I want to get this done so I can get our guest in here, but see, I see that we don't.
I thought he was coming in.
Well, he is coming in.
Oh.
But I wanted to get some business out of the way and take a
break. Business guest. I think he's confused.
I
know what you're talking about now.
This is so awkward. We have an in-studio guest, and I'd like to take our first break so that out of that break we have time to visit and talk with
him. That's not the line that's blinking is not the guest that you're thinking of.
Thank you, Dan. And I know that you folks, if you've ever listened to other radio stations, you never hear this kind of unprofessional chit-chat. And you won't, because nobody else is as unprofessional or unprepared as we are. Nobody else has Dan Strauss as the guy who's supposed to get people lined up.
Or conduit to the outside.
Yeah, they don't have him. They have real people who, you know, who do it right. So, as we sit here stalling, waiting, which is awkward, I will tell you that, are we ready?
We're ready.
On this line right here, who we have here? Probably Kitty. Kitty?
No, it's Mark. No,
Mark?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kitty is with us, Frank, but I think she's going to act like Chip did yesterday. Be the silent partner today.
Okay, we got, I know we have a big deal coming up Saturday. We're going to talk about that, I would assume.
Yeah, Kitty does want to touch on that real quick, Kitty.
Yeah, okay. I do. A Saturday Patriot Day, 10 to 4, benefiting three awesome military charities, USO of Missouri, Little Patriots Embrace, and Fallen Heroes Dream Riders. Johnny's making a donation to each of those charities for every vehicle we sell that day. So we encourage everybody to come in and help support these great agencies that do a lot of good for our military families, veterans, and the servicemen that are serving this great country of ours.
10 to 4. 10 a.m.
to
4.
4. There's going to be food, fun. The USO's making snow cones, for goodness sake. And I'm going to be manning the grill.
I love it. You're not manning the grill because you're not a man. I've seen you.
Womaning
you're not a man.
Grill.
You'll be...
womaning the grill.
Well, that doesn't
I'll woman the grill.
Well, and she's going to have a... an apron on too, Frank.
How about this? You'll be heating up the grill just by your presence. You don't even need fire.
It's going to be sizzling hot here.
All right.
Sizzling
hot. Actually, it's going to be really nice. It's a great weekend.
Beautiful day, and we've got the Fallen Heroes Dream Ride has this beautiful 51 Chevy that's going to be on display, and that's just impressive to look at. So, games, prizes, raffles, make a donation of. And just have a good time with us and support these great charities. Everybody come out.
It's a truck. Kitty
barbecuing.
It's a truck, right?
The
51 Chevy's a truck, right?
It is a Chevy truck, and it has been fully restored, kind of as a tribute to their son that they lost. So they started this charity, and they reach out to children of fallen heroes. So it's a good charity.
Okay, and again, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 to 4, and somebody just donate 5 pinstripes on the first 5 cars that would like them. They're going to do those free, so that's nice. We've got lots of prizes coming in, so you buy a car, you're for sure going to walk away with something.
What do you have to eat and drink?
We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, brats, chips, typical barbecue fare.
No, it's not typical because you usually don't get hamburgers. People usually take the easy way out.
And I'm going to throw a little cheese in there to mix it up, too.
All right. All right. That's right, Rat Boy.
I knew Rat Boy was going to like that.
He loves that cheese. He loves that cheese.
Rat Boy loves that.
That's right. So tomorrow night you're open late, and Saturday is the big Patriot Day, 10 to 4.
Patriot Day on Saturday all day, so we're going to have a good time. We're going to have donuts in the morning. That's going to be fun. We're just going to have a good time.
What time do the donuts start?
The donuts will be here probably right about 9. Well, we're starting at 10, so I'll say 10 o'clock. We'll save them for 10.
So if you come at 10, you get it all. You get donuts.
You could have breakfast and lunch.
You know what's good? A hot dog between two donuts. Now you're talking.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good eating right there.
It's going to be great, Frank.
Right through the center.
Big crowd out, especially with some of the prices, if you don't mind me touching on real quick, that we've come up with for the special event. You know, we got a brand new 2014 Chevy Cruze as low as $14,000. We got Chevy Sonics, the fuel-sipping Chevy Sonic, starting at $13,000. And how about this? The all-new award-winning Impala. And if you haven't seen it or driven it, do yourself a favor.
You're obviously not talking to me because I saw it and drove it before anybody there saw it and drove it.
I was just going to go to that after I told this great price at $22,300 that you've actually seen it. Isn't that a nice car?
No, I didn't see it. I had one for a month.
Well, okay.
It's so fantastic.
You can really explain how nice of a car this is.
I've explained it for weeks, even months, ever since it came out. It is the best Impala since 1964. It's the finest Impala Chevy has put out since 1964.
It's beautiful, roomy, and what a great car to drive. And, you know, we're excited about it. And, you know, new Silverado starting at $20,400. And the Equinox, which we just ordered a bunch of extra ones, the Equinoxes are starting at $18,600. Best deal in town.
Okay, they're going to hold you to that.
Please do.
All right, we need a phone number.
314-837-1800.
All right, we'll send them your way.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye,
have a great day.
Okay. Great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you, Mark and Kitty. Bye-bye. Mark Thornton and Kitty Harrison. She'll be womaning the grill Saturday, 10 to 4. And it sounds like if you're out running around and you even have the slightest inclination to even just look at a vehicle, you're not even in the market to buy yet, this would be a good day to go. All right, we're going to take a break. We have a guest coming in the studio. We may keep him over till after 4. We'll see how that goes because we're running a little bit late. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, a couple incidents out there to be aware of, Dan. Working with a stall, 64 eastbound at Olive, the right lane is closed. Also stalls westbound 44 at Grand on the right shoulder, northbound 55 at Loughborough on the right shoulder. Debris in the roadway reported past Zumbel, westbound Highway 70 right lane, so watch out for that. Heavy already headed out of the city, 64 westbound between Hampton and McCausland, 270 southbound between Clayton and Doherty Ferry, and 64 westbound crossing the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by Subway. Subway is bringing big barbecue flavor this summer with Applewood pulled pork. Slow cooked to smoky perfection with rich and sweet barbecue sauce. It's summer's got to have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Hadley, Cure, the SEC. All this week, the Big Sports Show will bring you reports from the SEC gathering in Birmingham. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world. Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration.
The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none.
When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/14.
My wife and I were carefully balancing our budget just getting by when, wham, the washing machine died. Then, wham, again, the freezer had a meltdown.
It's hard enough paying for a home these days, and for many families, it only takes one broken appliance to break the bank. Just to repair a refrigerator, hundreds of dollars. Hundreds for plumbing. Replace an air conditioner? That can cost thousands. No wonder more and more American households are taking advantage of American Home Shield's Home Protection Plan. We help protect your wallet against unexpected covered appliance or system repairs, including your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and much more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-6002. Service requests are subject to a service fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Let's face it, systems and appliances around our homes do break down. So help protect your wallet with our Home Protection Plan. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-500-6002. That's 1-800-500-6002.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5% or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, StuartsAMC.com, or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Taxes are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-98-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 800-987-8335.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Homeowners, it's time to upgrade to the industry-leading scratch resistance and unmatched beauty of Bellawood hardwood flooring, because Bellawood is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Get huge savings off comparable floors at other stores on Bellawood pre-finished hardwood, like American Cherry for 54% less, Solid Ultra Strand Bamboo for 38% less, even stunning new matte Brazilian Cherry for 24% less. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing is available, but hurry, their best ever Bellawood deals end Tuesday.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I think I know who this is. I'll tell you when it starts. You tell me if I'm right.
Okay.
That's Cher.
It is.
Yep. Recognize her anywhere. Our guest is looking like, well, what the heck are they talking about? That's not Cher. He doesn't get our ongoing stupid, ridiculous routines. Our guest is Gary Hansen. Gary was in here many, many, many years ago. What do you think? Like 10 years ago? 12 years ago? A long time ago.
Yeah, about that.
10, 12 years ago. And Gary is the president of the Burns Recovered Support Group. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Did you start it?
No, we didn't. There was
but you turned
Burns
it into
survivor.
What it is today.
Well, I saved it, and we started some other programs.
All right. Pull that mic a little closer.
because we're going to tell your story. This is a guy that I met in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, early 80s.
Early 80s. And then I had known him because he was a camera. You were a cameraman.
Yep.
And director or just cameraman?
Cameraman, director, editor, a little bit of everything.
For Southwestern Bell.
Correct.
Southwestern Bell had TV studios that rivaled any television station. I'm just giving you a little history here how we know each other. And I know you folks will find this hard to believe, but I actually did some on-camera TV work. And I know if you've seen me lately, you go, that fat bald guy was in front of camera. Yes, I actually was. And I did some training videos for Southwestern Bell. And Gary was usually, if not always, on those sessions, those recording, when we went on location or wherever we go. And then they didn't do that anymore, and they moved everything to Dallas or whatever they did. And I don't know. Things get kind of fuzzy after that ended. But then I know that how long ago did you have your incident?
23 years ago.
I'm going to let you tell it, but I will just tell everybody listening, pay very close attention to what Gary's about to tell you, because what he's about to tell you could happen to anybody, but not just anybody could turn what happened to him into what he's turned it into. That's the real difference. You know, there are, I've always wondered if something horrible happened to me, what would I do? And how would I deal with it? Or would I even be able to deal with it? And the answer might be no, because I don't think I'm a very tough person, but people say you don't know until it happens what you're capable of. And what Gary's about to tell you happened to him, and then what happened after this happened to him and the subsequent surgeries and whatever led him to what he's doing today, which is pretty incredible. And the reason I have him in here is I want you to think about what you can do to help the Burns Recovered Support Group, because in about 6 or 8 weeks, you're all going to start getting hit up by every charity in the world. For some reason, as we get close to the holidays, everybody wants your money. And everybody tells you their cause is a good cause, and many of them are very good causes. But this is a charity that most people, I don't think, know about. They know about Muscular Dystrophy Association, and they know about the American Cancer Society, know about the Red Cross. But Burns Recovered Support Group, I don't think most people know about, but I want you, however many of you there are, I don't know how many, but I think a significant number, I want you to become familiar with this charity, because I've been familiar with it for, I don't know, a long, long time. And what they do is, it's worth knowing about. So I want you, Gary, on the night of, what was the date?
May 9th, 1991.
Tell them what happened.
Oh, that was a normal day. I went to work.
And I know you've told this 100 times, but I want you to tell it again.
Yeah, everybody knows that I'm an open book on this one, but I went to work. I went to a business luncheon, spent a little extra time at the business luncheon, and that's the start of the end, I guess, is that I had a few drinks at lunch. And then I went on back to work, went to a business meeting after work, spoke at the meeting. Had a couple wines at this business conference, and then went out with some of the buddies afterwards and had a few more drinks.
And so then by the time you got home, you'd had a lot to drink.
Yeah, I was well juiced.
Yeah,
and I drove home. I drove from downtown St. Louis to Maryland Heights. I didn't crash the car. I didn't run into anything. I parallel parked the thing in the apartment complex that I was living in. But I was sitting there listening to the radio. And whether I fell asleep or whatever else happened, that's where my story gets a little foggy, is the next thing I remember is waking up in the burn unit at St. John's Mercy Hospital.
All right, tell people understand what happened. You were smoking.
I was smoking inside
the
car.
And you were drunk.
And I was drunk.
And you passed out with a lit cigarette, and you were listening to something that obviously caused you to want to sit and stay in the car and listen a little while.
There was some talk radio that had me going, and I listened late at night to that, and I was listening.
Now, wait a minute. I was not on late at night. It couldn't have been that compelling, because I was on in the morning. So it was probably the only thing available that time of day. Or it was talk radio that was so boring. I'll bet it was that other station, the voice of Del Mar Gardens, and it was so boring you went to sleep. Is that possible?
Could be. That was.
Okay, that's a possibility.
That was before your, you know, you're a pretty strong guy, though. That was before your plastic surgery went bad. So that's when you were in TV and not on radio.
Kidding. I didn't have plastic surgery. Or maybe he's not kidding. Now, so you fell asleep, and every once in a while I'll have to inject a little levity in here, or this will get so heavy that, it just will. So you fell asleep. You had a lit cigarette. Your car, at some point now, is in flames with you in it.
Correct.
Who got you out of the car?
The fire department. What happened is one of the neighbors heard the car and woke him up. It was apparently racing. My foot must have gone onto the accelerator. And the fire department came out. Thankfully, they got out of bed and decided to see what was going on. They put the fire out.
Now, you don't remember. The only thing you remember is sitting in the car listening to the radio.
After
that, you don't.
I barely remember hearing a small little explosion, something noise, and then that's all what my memory is.
Okay, where do they take you?
They pulled me out of the car and took me to St. John's Mercy Hospital, which is our burn center for this region. There's not a burn center in every hospital. It's a very special place.
In fact, one of your board of directors is a doctor who's the head of that burn center.
That's right. He's on our board of directors.
So they take you there. But you, again, you know this because you've been told all this.
Oh, yeah. I was there. They kept me in a drug-induced coma. I barely remember waking up one or two times, looking out a window, glass panel doors, and there's a nurse in scrubs looking at me. And I went, uh-oh, that's not a good sign. And then I drifted back off.
Now, when you woke up, were you in pain? Somebody asked me today, because I told somebody I was going to have you in here. And they said, was it you, Pia? Somebody said to me today, how badly must that have hurt being burned that much? Do you remember being in pain?
I remember being in pain, but in those early days, they kept me so drugged.
Yeah.
That it wasn't excruciating.
Okay.
To be honest, later on in the recovery, when the drugs lightened up and the rehab started, trying to move and stretch myself out.
That's the pain.
There's where it really kicked in.
Okay. How many surgeries have you had?
I'm not sure I could even tell you. I had three sessions of skin grafting initially, and then they had to start working on reconstruction because my nose was gone, my eyes wouldn't close, one ear was partially gone, and they had to get the mouth working again. So there was a 3-year period that I went through surgery about every other month for the plastics.
So you've had 20 some odd surgeries. Over that, 30. The reason this is important is This is kind of a weird analogy, but somebody asked the other day, it was something about how many baseball coaches have there been who never played baseball, or something like that. Here's a guy who heads up an organization to help children who've been burned, who's been burned. It's one thing if you do that, and you do it well, but you still never really connect with these kids because you don't know what they went through. This guy knows what they went through. In fact, he's been through more than most of these kids have been through. Would you agree?
In some cases.
Most of the kids.
Most of the kids. Yeah. But that's any support group is that way, that when you've been through it, you can help other people.
So every year there's a camp, and it's at Lake of the Ozarks, Camp Sabra. Is that right?
We rent Camp Sabra.
For a week.
For a week. We take kids from all over the state of Missouri, downstate Illinois, and the eastern half of Kansas and Oklahoma, because they don't have camps out there either.
And these are kids 6 to 17, and every one of these kids is a burn victim, either from an accident or abuse or negligence or something.
Frank, they were only a victim for the first 24 hours. They're survivors after that because they worked hard at staying there.
Okay. And I know you like to call them survivors, but I'm telling you, to me, and sometimes you're not the same kind of necessarily victim somebody else is. Maybe you caused it yourself. Maybe you played with matches or whatever. It doesn't matter. They're kids, and they're 6 to 17. And there's certain requirements before you go to this camp. You must have been admitted to a
hospitalized. You must have skin grafts. Okay. There's a whole set of situations. We don't want to just have a little kid that says, oh, mommy.
I burned my finger.
I want to go to camp. Barbecue. Yeah, yeah. I want to go to camp.
Now, here's what I love about this camp. These are kids that in many cases are made fun of. Kids are very, very cruel. And they're made fun of by other kids. Maybe there's some disfigurement or whatever. But this is the one week. This is the one week every year. Nobody makes fun of anybody because they're all in the same, literally the same boat because there's boating there.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
As well as the other things. So they go to this camp for a week. And I've only visited the camp one time. It was a couple of years ago. And it blew me away. Everything from just how many people volunteered and how good they were at what they did and I was there toward the end, which is really when you want to go, because any kid that goes to any camp the first day or two, I hate it, you know, I want to go home, I don't know where's that. But by the end of the week, these kids, they were having a blast, and I had to remind myself these kids had been burned, because you realize they're just kids. They're kids who love being at camp, and nobody sees anybody's scars. They just see another kid. And the camp is going to be this year. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, it comes up the first week of August. And right now we have over 80 children signed up, and our counselors are burn survivors, nurses, doctors, paramedics.
So there are plenty of people there they can talk to who get it.
That's right. It's one big support group, and the kids don't even know because they're having too much fun while they're going through.
All right, will you stay here for 20 minutes? We take a break, do some stuff, do some news.
Certainly.
And then I want to tell people how they can find your organization. We've actually put it on our Facebook page, and then I put it on Bill Cleveland when I need something done to my website, because I'm completely illiterate when it comes to that, technically illiterate. He put it on my site. So it's a
Burns Recovered Support
Group. Yeah, it's a horrible, long, complicated name. Burns Recovered Support Group, BRSG.org. But you don't have to remember any of that, because if you go to our Facebook page, it's on there, and you can link it, click right to it, and it'll take you to their site, and then it's on frankopinion.com. So we come back after the news. Stay with us, because there's more that I want you to hear about not just Gary's story, but about this organization, about this camp. So I'm going to sell a couple of things, if that's okay. And one of them is a sponsor we took on about, what do you think, Matheny came 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. It's funny, because I just now thought of something. A kid that, when I was a little kid, got burned because he fell on a, when I was little, we had, I don't even know what you call these things. They were in the floor, and they were gas, some kind of heat, and there was a grill kind of a thing over it, and it would get hot, and if you fell on it, you could burn your hands. And I remember a kid got his hands really badly burned from that. Those days are over. Heating and cooling. Nobody gets burned or freezes to death because of today's heating and cooling system. They're very sophisticated. There's nothing to bump up against to burn you. This is not the old Franklin stove days, but they're also very complicated. Because like anything else, like car engines or whatever, the technology has gotten so that a guy who worked on heating and cooling systems 10, 15 years ago, if he hadn't been retrained, he wouldn't know what he was looking at when he opened the thing up. These people are current. They're retrained. I don't care what you have, how old, how new, what make, what model, what brand, how big, how small, residential, commercial. If it's in St. Louis County or about 98% of St. Charles County, they'd be happy to become your heating and cooling company. Been around 72 years. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Check in with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that stall 64 eastbound at Olive that had been blocking the right lane. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now between Hampton and McCausland. Then again between Long Road and the Boone Bridge. 270 southbound, a heavy stretch between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. And volume crossing the Poplar into downtown St. Louis as well, westbound 5564. This update brought to you by Subway. Subway has hot and hearty breakfast sandwiches to start your day off right. Try the Black Forest ham, egg, and white cheese, on flatbread sandwich, fresh toasted to perfection, only at Subway. Eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
It's like getting up real early without feeling like you're getting up early. Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
I got the hose, a mop, and what do you call this thing?
A ladder.
George wants to clean the ugly black algae streaks from his roof by himself.
Are you sure about this? You want to call Roof Renewal Systems.
No problem.
Unfortunately, George's 8-foot stepladder doesn't quite reach their 12-foot roof.
So what are you going to do, George? Fly the rest of the way?
No problem.
George is in a pickle, since he's not exactly Superman.
You're not Superman, George. We ought to call Roof Renewal Systems.
No problem. Whoa! Ow!
Don't try to save a couple of bucks by cleaning the algae off your roof yourself. Call Roof Renewal Systems at 855-411-WASH. Their proprietary cleaning solution kills the algae, followed by a rinse with their low-pressure soft washing system, so the granules stay on the shingles. Algae could be killing your roof, leading to discoloration, and worse yet, leaks, before
no problem
becomes a big problem. Call Roof Renewal Systems toll-free at 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274, and get years of life added to your roof.
You should have called Roof Renewal Systems.
Online at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Time. It's best found on the weekends and lost in the garage, under the hood, cranking on something. AdvanceAutoParts.com lets you get back to the garage with more time to do what you love. Just buy online and pick up in store 30 minutes later. Plus, order 4 NGK Iridium spark plugs and we'll give you a $10 advance gift card by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Mail-in rebate, void where prohibited. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli ground offensive has begun, but first, U.S. officials now say they know what brought down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. It was not a smaller